Thank you, June Christie, for I never want to look into those eyes again. You know, Hugh, sometimes I think you must have inspired that song.
All right. So I'll keep my dark glasses on.
That's better.
But right now, we've got an open line to the Air Force Academy out in Colorado, where monitor reporter John Henry is standing by.
Ready to take off into the wild blue yonder, I presume.
No, Peter, we're going to be talking to a man the girl swooned over not too long ago.
Well, what's he doing in the air... June in January. Well, there's been much talk the past few years about the big bands coming back, fading away, and on down the line. But a few bands come on big and remain that way. And such a band is the one directed by Mr. Les Brown, who's here with us in studios this morning. Morning, Les.
Morning, Wayne.
And how long have you been out of the sack, would you say?
47 minutes as of now.
Well, we certainly want to thank you for
coming down here this morning. Into town till close to 3 o'clock.
You played at Webster City last night?
That's right, up for the American Legion. Had a nice little party up there. Mm-hmm.
Well, you've been around the Iowa area here for several days. You must kind of like the Des Moines people, don't you, Iowa folks?
Well, this is one of our favorite stopovers, believe me. We know so many people here, and we always have a good time. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we always enjoy playing for Tom Archer out at Val Air, one of the best ballrooms in the country, if not the best run one.
Of course, we play lots of your music here, and our listeners enjoy it so much. And we also hear you on our Get Spot. You do a very excellent job on it.
Yeah, I haven't heard that since we made it. Maybe I'll hear it while we're in this section.
We play quite a few of them. I think you will. You stay tuned to WHO, like we keep saying all day long. Where is home, Les, and how often do you get there?
Well, Los Angeles, and we'll be home the day after Labor Day, and I'll be home for quite a while. We don't travel all the time, Wayne, like people seem to think. We go out on short trips just 4 times a year. The summer one is the longest. This is a 6.5-week tour. The rest are just 3 and 4 weeks. So we only spend 18 weeks in the road. We spend 34 in good old California.
I see. You know, I met a young bongo player with your group last Saturday night. And a young, handsome fellow, you know, with the crew cut. And he said that he probably was going to take over the band in about 3 years. Is that...
I hope it's before that. No, he has to finish college. First, as my son has been traveling with the band now for the last 2 years and playing very good drums.
Plays very good. I watched him. His thumbs were flying on the bongos and...
You didn't see him play the drums, though.
No, I didn't.
He plays the first hour and the last hour.
Well, I see. Well, he was really flying at those bongos when we watched him.
They change off. We have two drummers. He's 18.
He's 18.
Getting set to go to Duke University in the fall.
Yeah. Hmm. You, of course, have worked with a lot of the big names in show business, among them Mr. Hope, and I suppose everyone asks you just exactly what Bob is like to work with.
Well, he's just wonderful, believe me. We were starting our 13th season on September the 19th. It was the first show. He's doing quite a different kind of show, by the way. He's doing Roberta. It's an hour and a half spectacular, and it's a book show, of course, and it has that wonderful, those wonderful Jerome Kern tunes. You know, Yesterday's lovely to look at.
Oh, yeah.
You're devastating. I Won't Dance. Oh, it's just a great score.
You know, I had a lot of people tell me out to Val Air.
Smoke is in your eyes. I mustn't forget that when I'm smoking here.
Oh, yes, right. a lot of people tell me that, what with television and so many outside activities, they don't get out like they used to. But they say, they tell me that they make a kind of a special exception when Les Brown is in town. A lot of people who don't go anywhere all year arrive on the scene when you show up. That must make you feel pretty good, doesn't
it? Well, we've been around for so long, I guess they feel they got to come say hello.
Well, you were playing to a packed house the other night at the Val Air, we know that. About your personnel, we met a number of the fellas in your band. You're carrying a girl singer this year.
Laurie Johnson, yes. Joanne married one of the boys, and just before we went to Europe last summer, and she had a little girl just about 4 months ago. So Laurie Johnson's taken over and doing a great job, by the way.
Right. I'll go along with that for sure. Now, Les, you've done much to provide dancing pleasure for people all over America. And also, I feel an awful lot for jazz. And I can't help but feel that you must have a kind of a little special feeling for jazz and that you have those little units that come on real big with nice progressive jazz sounds every once in a while. Is that all carefully contrived, or...
Well, we don't go in too much for progressive jazz. We like to play every kind of music and try to play it well. When I say every kind of music, I mean more or less in the jazz. But we do play even some Dixieland now and then, one or two arrangements, because we get requests for it. We like to please the people. And we have some progressive things in our band, but we keep it around the melody, so it's still recognizable, and we never go too far out either way.
Well, I think you've certainly put the whole thing together.
We're
right
mainly
there.
A swing band.
Mm-hmm. Right, but just a touch of it to interest the folks who sail for progressive things in there, too. I mean, it's just enough of it to make
well,
it interesting.
Well, it's mainly in the harmonies. We keep the harmonies modern,
mm-hmm.
but the melody's there.
Sure thing. Your plans from here, Les, in the remaining few moments we have, where do you plan to go from Des Moines at this time?
Well, we'll be up in Waterloo Wednesday, and we head down toward Missouri, Chillicothe, back to Omaha on Friday, and down to Kansas City on Saturday, and we're on the home stretch from then on in. We go into Liberal and Denver and Salt Lake City.
It's been a real ball having you on the show, Les.
Well, thank you, Wayne.
We're going to swing on down the lane here with one of
Sorry,
your selections.
Sorry, we're so late, but
that's okay.
Must sleep now and then.
Sure, that's the way it is. We're set up that way. We've been talking to Les Brown. We're going to swing on down the lane right now. Well, friends, we certainly hope you've enjoyed the music this morning and our interview with Les Brown. We certainly have enjoyed it. We'll be back this afternoon at 3:45. Won't you plan to join us on the 1040 spot, WHO Des Moines.